What a story. You know, this club's come from not having a stadium to an owner coming in who's a fan of the football club, and he's doing it for the love of the club, and it's a fantastic story. It's been a pleasure being here. I've only been here for this season, but it's not just, it's a team ethic. It's not just in within the football playing staff, it's the coaching staff, it's the chefs. They put everything into what they do. Dee, the tea lady, puts everything into what she does every day, the groundsman. Everybody at the football club is pulling together, and I think that's one of the reasons why we've been so successful. And I think people like the owner, the board, everyone's so down to earth, everyone gets on. And I'd be delighted for everyone involved in the club if we could do it this year. The manager's been fantastic all season, and he just concentrates on each game as it comes. He's really calm and consistent in his message, and we know everything that's expected of us every game, and I think it shows in the consistency in our performances and the consistency in our results. The great thing about being here is every time I look around the dressing room and I look at the people that are putting on the same shirt as me, I know they're not going to let me down, and it makes me not want to let them down. And it's not just the players that are playing, it's the players that maybe are on the bench, players that aren't even making the squad. Everyone is in it together, and every time I come in to train, I'm more and more confident because I look around the group and I just see the strength and the determination and the quality of those players, and I'm really enjoying playing with them this year. There's a real hunger amongst that group of players to succeed, and they've got the qualities to do that. People like Lewis Dunk, Connor Goldson, Solly March was unfortunate. I've spoken in this room before about the qualities that they have, and I'm sure that in their careers they'll have gone to have fantastic careers. I'm just hoping that it's with us in the Premier League. This is what you work so hard for. When you're young, I say when I was a little boy, dreamt of times like this. But what you've got to do is you've got to make sure that you enjoy it. And you relish the opportunity that you have in front of you rather than shy away from it. We're all, it's our dream, all of our teams, to play in the Premier League. And I think sometimes you have to detach yourself from that and enjoy the situation, which is, at the end of the day, we're playing football for a living. How lucky are we to do that? So if you think of it like that, you just go and play and enjoy it. Give everything you can, and hopefully it works out your way. I always like to look forward, and I'm enjoying every minute of being here. And as soon as you look back on things, you start thinking about the past and what could have been and what was good. I'm not interested in the past. I'm only interested in now and what happens in the future. But the only way you can affect the future is dealing with everything now. And that means today, making sure I do everything right and just enjoying every moment of being in a situation. I'm extremely lucky to do the job that I love. I just want to keep playing football and enjoy myself and give everything in every game. And hopefully we end up in the Premier League next year. There's no use hoping people do you favours in life, let alone football. You've got to go and do it yourselves. I want to make sure I have more memories to create here, and we're so close to doing it now. It'll be another amazing experience to look back on in the future. The next one's the best one. I don't like looking back on my career or what I've done. I want to do much more in the future as a player, as a coach, maybe one day as a manager. The next one's the most important, so this one now will be fantastic, and hopefully it will happen. All you've got to do is play football and play the best you can. It sounds simple, but that's what we've got to do, and we've got to enjoy it and show no fear and want to express ourselves and get on the ball and play. Because as soon as you start thinking, oh, this game's worth £180 million to the club, you're not going to play well. Do you know what I mean? So you just got to play and enjoy it, and if you deserve it, it will happen. Moment by moment, every header, every tackle, every set piece you defend, every pass you make is going to make a difference. So if you just concentrate on that and not worry about the outcome, then you're more than likely to come off happier than you would if you thought about the everything else that comes with it. You wouldn't be focused on the game, and that's my message to the players, is to enjoy it and just to try and play as well as they can. So I'd say to the fans, if they're listening, just don't be nervous and enjoy it, because when their energy transmits itself onto a pitch, and it's much easier playing in front of fans that are enjoying the occasion and getting behind the team than it is that every pass you make there might be a murmur, or every mistake that's made, there's going to be mistakes, there's going to be misplaced passes, but if they can stay behind us and cheer us on, we have a great chance of doing something special.